Our Bible reading sometimes works for us on Sunday mornings, our yearly Bible reading, and sometimes it doesn't. Because for yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we take Psalm 31, and in our reading, we break it up into three bits. Well, if you just take the second part, the reading for today, you come away thinking, oh my gracious, life isn't too good, it isn't too great, because the middle part, David is really pouring out his heart and his soul in the middle part of the psalm. And so I had to reach to tomorrow's reading, finishing the psalm, where he wraps it up and his hope and his eyes are back on God, to be able to share from it this morning. It's a time of great adversity in David's life, and so he calls out to God in the first part of the psalm for his deliverance, for his help. Then in about the middle part, he confesses his confidence in God's being able to help him. And we need to do that. Sometimes when we're in trouble, we need to not only call out to God in the midst of our trouble, but we need to speak a positive word. And David does it over and over and over again in the Psalms. He can be in the miry pit. He can be enemies surrounding him all around. And right in the midst of that, he says how great God is and what God can do, and therefore speaks a word of faith that God's going to come through for him, protect him, and take care of him. Yeah. Then he also shares with God in the part for today, the reading for today, in the verses for today, the middle part of the psalm, he shares with God who he really is. And this is interesting because this morning, Pastor Jay, my son-in-law, and I were talking about a verse in the Bible, and he started the verse, and I think I finished it. And we were saying how important it is for us not to just talk about God, act like a Christian, say the right things, do the right things, but we need a personal relationship with God. Because when it comes right down to it, God says, I don't care what you've done for me. And he says to the people, he says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. So the important thing is our personal relationship with the Lord and our opening up to him so he can say your name and say, I knew her. I know her. I know him because they have let me into their lives. That's what God wants. And he said a wonderful thing about David. He says, David is a man after my own heart. And I think in this psalm we get a glimpse of that. Because David shares in the middle part of Psalm 31 how terribly afraid he is. I'm scared, God. I am running. My legs are shaking. I am really afraid of these enemies and what's around me. So he's being totally honest with God about his feelings. He lets him know. He lets God know his most innermost thoughts. Then at the very end of the psalm, and that's what I went for as we go into worship, to bounce off the psalm right into worship, is the end of the psalm, and I loved it. In the King James it says, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. But be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Interesting. When we take that to the Message Bible, let's see what it says from the Message Bible. Yes, the words in the Hebrew are all the same. Love God, all you saints. God takes care of all who stay close to him, but he pays back in full those arrogant enough to go it alone. Be brave, be strong, don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. And that's exactly what he's done in this psalm. He's told God where he's at, but he also, with his mouth, gives an expectation and shares an expectation of what he expects God to do for him. God is going to come through for us, and we need to have that same confidence. What a wonderful God we serve. Is that right?
Amen.
Let's stand and let's say this verse from the Message together. Are you all his saints?
Indeed.
Amen. Love God, all you saints. God takes care of all who stay close to him. But he pays back in full those arrogant enough to go it alone. Be brave. Be strong. Don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. Can he show his power?
Absolutely.
Can he really, Pastor Tim?
Absolutely, he really can.
Can we trust him?
Absolutely,
we can.
Can
we trust man?
Nope.
But who can we trust?
We love man.
But who do we trust?
We trust God.
We trust God. Amen.
Isn't that true?